Blue City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bevan. We got a killer show coming at you. We got LCJ, we got Mike from the Diamond Dogs, and of course, that crusty fuck Josh. We're getting ready for the Pogo show. We're getting ready for the Stab show, the Diamond Dog show. We're really getting fucked up is what we're getting. We're already fucked up. So let's get the show started right with the Street Brats coming out of Chicago. All right, that was the Street Brats on Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Now, we got a packed house with us. Everybody say what's up.
Yo, what up? Hey. Yo, this is Mike Klug from the Diamond Dogs on Pogo City Radio with all friends in the hood, you know.
Arrow.
All right. All right, Junior Andrew Bedlam over here.
Yeah, you know, all us wannabe rock stars with our huge egos.
You right.
I'm here this week.
But there's a lot going on this weekend. I mean, I'm playing with the Stabs this weekend. There's so many goddamn shows going on. I don't know which show I'm going to go to.
I think what I'm saying? All know which show
you're going to. Yeah, we making America great again is what's happening.
I remember we saw your band at the fucking Alt Gallery. And Chad was like, these guys are the Diamond Dogs. Get us a show with them. And now we're playing our first show. And we both got shows booked on the same goddamn day. What's up with that?
Yeah, what is up with that? You know what I mean?
Mike's is booked in Jersey. He's playing in Trenton.
But I'm just saying, we wanted to play a show all together. And fucking, we're playing two separate shows.
You know, it is rough. You know what I mean? This double booking stuff.
Time,
you know, there's only... There's only limited badass people in the world, you know what I mean?
So I mean, and most of them are right here, you know what I mean?
You know, I mean, we can't help that, you know. Like, I remember that Sean gentleman, you know, he wanted to book a show on 420, and I was like, damn, you know.
Oh, the
like,
Alt Gallery show.
I was like, damn, yeah. The Stabs are playing. Like, I really need to be there. I was like, I can't be playing a show 20 minutes away.
Yeah,
20
again.
Minutes away from my friends playing a show. I was like, we should really try to reschedule it.
So, at least now we're playing a couple hours away from each
other. And believe
it
or not, Andrew, they did reschedule that show. It's now the 27th.
And we're playing in Connecticut that day.
The week later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't go to it, but we're playing in Connecticut.
So for anyone listening tonight, you know, check out the Stabs at the fucking, what is it, the Jacksonian Club
on
April
what?
20th.
No, that's the 20th, yeah.
Yeah, 420, yeah. You know what
420,
I mean?
420, of course. For anyone. And you guys, if you're in Jersey, you know what I mean? That Central South region. You guys can go check out the Diamond Dogs in Trenton tomorrow. If you're around here, come check out the Stabs with the Broken Heroes going down at the Catasauqua Club, Catasauqua, Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania, but yeah, especially over there. It gets a little bit more Hickville. Now, Krusty Fuck Josh, I haven't heard a word from you yet. How you doing?
I don't know. I feel like I need a little bit more alcohol in me. To be
well, we got rum, we got vodka. Oh,
Josh,
and by the
Josh
way, people
just got here, and me, Mike, and
me and
Andrew.
Jess has been partying since 12.
Since lunch.
I've been
since
partying
lunch.
Since
well,
like 4. Mike's been here since 6. We bought an ice machine.
We got an
official Pogo City Radio ice machine.
Andrew has
and
not shut up about this ice machine since we
ass.
Bought it.
No more running downstairs for ice.
You know, like,
for all the listeners
machine,
out
how
there.
About Pogo against the ice machine?
Pogo, no, I love
never.
The ice machine.
And he goes, never.
What else? Another thing
I call
that
off
I love
today.
Is Mike's newest band that we've been talking about, and that's the Diamond Dogs, and here they are up next.
We'll be right back.
the Diamond Dogs, Pogo City Radio. You guys can catch them tomorrow in Trenton with the Jasons and with the Spies
at the
Mill House Basement. Now, I said that very wrong.
You did. Mill Hill.
Mill Hill, that's it.
We don't give a fuck.
Besides that, that was the fucking Diamond Dogs. I almost said it was Mike Langston and the Stabs. It was the Diamond Dogs. But if you guys noticed that outro,
when the drums do that
little fill right there, that was all ad-libbed. Like, that wasn't part of the song until they recorded it.
Yeah.
And I remember Mike telling me the story.
Yeah, we're a little fucked up sometimes, you know. Like I said, when we started this show, all the coolest people is fucked up, you know what I mean? Like, so it's hard having all the coolest people in one area. And yeah, we fucked that song.
That's
up
what I was gonna play. Should that be what we play next?
Look at that.
All right, so we've been telling you guys about Mike's show. It's time to tell you about the Stabs show going down tomorrow as well. Like I said, the Caddy Club, and come hang out with us, the Broken Heroes, Houston, and the Dirty Routes.
Get your shirts too, because the shirts are
and
fucking
the
great.
The Brox Band, which is called As Years Pass. It took me a second. As Years Pass. They'll be open up the night, so come out early and see them. And stick around later to see Mike Blanks and the Stabs on our permanent binge. All right, Mike Blanks and the Stabs, catch us tomorrow. How about we get to a cover song up next? The Adolescents doing House of the Rising Sun.
All aboard! There is. We'll be right back.
The Adolescents doing House of the Rising Sun. There is a shit ton of people here right now. People walking in. There's more people coming.
This is a big ass party.
I think we might be a little short on mics. I have eight.
This is the largest.
I have eight mics, and I think we might be a little short. But that was the Adolescents right there. So we ain't got everybody on mic, but we got Liz here. If you guys were listening a couple weeks ago, she was hanging out with us. It was a good time. We're getting all the lines ran and everything. So why don't we get to some Jersey royalty up next while I get everything set up? Here's Niblick Henbane covering Blondie with Dreamin'. Back-to-back covers on Pogo City Radio. All right, Harpo and Niblick Henbane right there with Dreamin'. Now, you guys can go back into the archives. Yo, Mike,
Mike,
you guys can go back into the archives and hear Harpo hijack Pogo City Radio.
Yeah, it's his playlist.
But so, Jess, you went to that Cinder Block Philly tattoo convention thing.
Yeah, yeah, Cinder How was Block, that? The Executors.
I can't hear you, though, so
Ravagers, baby. You forgot
a band.
Yeah,
you didn't test this one because we, like, added it last minute. Yes, and the Ravagers, of course. Mike loves Ravagers.
Them Pretty
I'm
Boy New
fan.
York Dolls rock and roll boys from Maryland.
Cinder Block, which I love, was there. Baby. The Executors, I love them, too. They were there. And Ravagers, they're not bad. They're not bad. They're just not, you know, my cup.
And you totally had a fangirl moment, too,
I did,
right?
I did, yes. Ellie, the lead singer, is going to be my future ex-husband, so.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I meant Paul.
Oh, Paul from The Virus. Yeah, yeah, he was there too. I'm walking up and I'm like, I know who that is.
I know him.
And then Klug turns around and he's like, oh, hey, man, what's up? And I'm like, fuck you.
But hi. Yeah. So, I don't know. You guys want to hear the Flatliners? I want to hear the Flatliners. Now, not the ska Flatliners that Jess never understands. We've played these guys a couple times.
And she always thinks it's a different band. No. That happened once. That definitely happened once. And I was like, I don't really like that. I think it happened many times.
Many times.
I don't recall, but I mean, it's possible.
We're going to get to a demo, a live in the studio track. Here's We Are Punks on Pogo City Radio.
We're punks. We're punks. Yeah. All right, here we go, y'all. The song is called We're Punks. Well, I started up at a young age, but soon I'll find myself a 12 gauge, and I wait for the revolution to go.
All right, so Liz has been talking a bunch of shit, and she has the next song, but there's nothing lined up. So let's see. Oh, yeah, just take something off my playlist. Liz wants to hear some Coxbar off of the Yup
Taking you across the pond now, baby.
With Take Them All. Hit play it before Fugazi plays.
That's a good song. Oh.
Now we're hearing Fugazi, and now she changed it.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
I may have fucked up here.
We worked our way up from East End pubs to gigs and backstage passes, Xbox in gents, West End clubs, Americans in dark glasses, driving 10 grand cars, drinking hotel bars, even making money in bed. They wouldn't be no loss, they ain't worth a toss. It's about time they all dropped dead. Take them all, put them up against the wall and shoot them, short and tall.
your phone. Come on, boys, tight, come on. Well, tough shit, boys, it weren't our fault. Your record didn't make it. We made your dance, you made your chance, but you didn't take it. Well, I gotta go make another deal, sign another group for the company. I don't suppose we'll ever meet again. You better get back to the factory. Take them all, take them all. Put them up against the wall and shoot them. Shoulder tall, watch them fall. Come on, boys, take them all.
All right, that was Cox Bar right there. There you go, Liz. I'm going to extra, like, emphasize every goddamn word just to make Liz happy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So we got Mike here, the Diamond Dogs. If you haven't heard, playing with the Jasons and the Despised New Jersey tomorrow.
And
we
Doc
got the
Rotten.
Despised coming up next. But, Mike, how you feeling about tomorrow's show?
Man, I don't know if it's the air in this attic, brother, but I am fucked up. Every time I come here, I'm a little more fucked up than I intended on being, but, like, I don't know, man. I'm super corny, and I, like, you know, plan, like, a little speech to talk in between songs. I mean,
speech.
You know, I'm no rock star, you know what I mean? So I try to intrigue people with my intelligence or whatever, you know, in between songs. But, man, I've been so busy. I haven't planned anything to say in between these songs. So
You have to actually listen to me play this time.
This might be fucking horrible. So, New Jersey, I hope you're ready for it. You know, my New Jersey debut here tomorrow in, you know, Trenton, New Jersey. And with the Diamond Dogs and all those other bands that we mentioned before.
Because I don't remember who I'm playing with.
But we got the Despised.
Up next. And I actually just got a Despised shirt in the mail today. So now I have the Ramones logo. And I also have the new one. The new shirt is the Milo Goes to College logo.
Oh, you got both generations of apparel.
So now
okay.
I got the instead of Milo Goes to College, it says Despised New Jersey, yeah. We Still Don't Care.
You got the spring apparel and the summer apparel.
Yes,
for
exactly.
Everybody listening.
The 2018 and the 2019. You can't wear white after Labor Day. Here's the Despised New Jersey with The Alcoholic. The Alcoholic.
Is all you
the reason I ride a bike ain't just for exercise. I'm an alcoholic. That's for my buddy, that crusty fuck Josh, right there. So how you been doing, Joshy Poo?
He's not an alcoholic anymore.
I'm just a drunk now. I'm able to go without. I beat the.
So you're not an alcoholic. You're just a drunk now.
Yeah, I beat the.
We went from threat
draw.
Level red to threat level orange.
Yellow.
Yeah, I feel like he's only at orange.
I'm feeling more of like a maroon color.
Maroon. So not quite orange either. You're just an alcoholic.
Well, no. Now I can go without drinking.
He doesn't have to drink a beer when he wakes up anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. You kind of hit the nail on the head right there.
That's good, Josh. That's good. That's good. So you're going to be driving the stage, the risers, out to the Caddy Club for us tomorrow for that Broken Heroes Mike Blanks and the Stab Show.
Yeah, which is great because I don't have to, pay drink to get every in. Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I went in a different direction than you did. So you don't want to drink every day, but you're going to go to a bar tomorrow night.
And
you've been chugging my handle of vodka like it's your handle of vodka.
That was actually rum.
Oh shit! I forgot. I switched from rum to vodka. I switched from vodka to rum.
Your pomegranate vodka.
No, that's Jess's. I don't drink pomegranate vodka. I can't fucking talk.
English motherfucker.
Don't
right, why don't we let the casualties do the talking for us? Coming off the fucking
like,
way of life, 7-inch.
He's
here's
like, go
fuck you all
like,
for our friend
fuck?
Cunningham.
All right.
Off a fucking way of life. That was the Casualties right there with Fuck You All. I ain't gonna lie. The first time, like, when smartphones weren't even smartphones yet, but they had games on them like Snake and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Nokia.
Yeah, the Nokia. That's exactly what I had, the Nokia. Uh-huh. Right? And it had a recorder on it. And I recorded that song and made it my ringtone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You could do that. Yeah,
I could.
Have,
yeah,
like,
I was a nerd back then. With
I used
that
to do the same thing. I'd like play the CD, like whatever CD I had at the time.
And
like,
just
I
record
wanted it. Yeah, and that was my ringtone. Yep.
All right, same. But we do got some sad news coming out of the local scene. Sad. You guys have heard me talk about Ron Kuhn on here before. I regularly say he's the greatest bass player of all time.
He's a staple in the fucking Lehigh Valley scene.
Absolutely. Ron's been on here on the phone. Steve from Admit Nothing has been here in person, but Ron wasn't here in person, but Ron's played plenty of shows for us.
Steve's been here.
Okay. Ron's played plenty of shows for us. He's done plenty of favors for people throughout our local scene.
He's just been around forever.
He was one of the greatest bass players.
He was such a nice guy.
And, you know,
he passed away.
Yes, that's how you say it, passed away.
He passed away.
He passed away this week, and the scene is real upset, the local scene. Everybody loved Ron. He was a great guy. We're going to get to one of his punk bands now. I mean, Ron played all different types of music. He's been on tour with a lot of bands.
He was a great musician.
But we're going to get to one of the local bands. I remember seeing Ron play for the first time. I was literally 15, and I was seeing the Project LV with like Bryson at that place. Fucking in like, that's why I saw him play, because he was in the band.
Yeah,
exactly,
15
Liz.
Years
Thank
old.
You. Yes, yes. And we were shit-faced. And fucking Frank Mayhem was playing with
Mayhem,
20 Rams.
June Ham?
Yeah, June Ham, August Ham.
Okay, just
making
sure.
But this one's for Ron. Here's Admit Nothing, and don't you
rest
forget it.
Radio.
Computer being a little slow tonight. A little slow.
It's because you didn't open that program yet.
I know. It's a bunch of horse shit. Go to the Patreon and give us some money.
Yes. Patreon.com/PogoCityRadio.
And maybe I'll buy a computer that'll play tracks quicker than what I'm...
It's
where
donate,
we beg for money. We panhandle.
Yeah. And you can
we
give
panhandle
like
digitally.
You can
That's
give
what
a
Patreon
dollar.
Is.
You can give anything.
This song is still not playing.
Still
not playing. Don't know what to do.
Well, you could also go into the archives.
Go to the Facebook, the archives. Here's another one.
There you go.
All right, that was Admit Nothing right there for Ron Kuhn. Let's get some more music. Let's have a fun track coming on. The Toy Dolls with Nelly the Elephant.
Ange and Tim are like my oldest friends from this
I keep muting the goddamn sampler. There it is.
This one's called Nelly the Elephant. To Bombay, a traveling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again. Night by night, she danced to the circus band. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand.
no more tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow, and she took the crowd by storm.
I hate everyone in this room. I hate every
Andrew, I hate all the females
in this room.
Andrew just really hates me right now, but it's okay. It's okay. Yes. Yes. Exactly.
That was the toy dolls right there.
Exactly. So, yes. Andrew just said we're cleaning up after his mess, which is very true.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Chicks trying to get me hung, trying to get me crucified and shit.
I'm about to end
this goddamn show because this goddamn computer don't fucking work. Like, legit, though. Damn. All right, we getting fucked up and wasted. Andrew's getting into trouble.
We're fucked up.
Women hanging Andrew out to dry right now. Hanging Andrew out to dry. And I can't even get off the microphone because the computer's not fucking working because everybody fucking sucks cocks. That's why. They all suck cock. And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, it is Pogo City Radio. It is. Nothing is working. I would try to play it if I could get anything to play right now, to be honest. All right, and now that I got this piece of shit computer finally fucking working, we've been talking about this March 2nd show going down tomorrow. Mike Blanks and the Stabs, the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band with the Broken Heroes. You guys can also come see us March 9th at the Meat Locker with Head Wound coming out of Bergen County. Why don't we get to some thinking and drinking up next? If this computer fucking works.
Found it on a 7-inch. You pasted on the wall.
say. Everything works in the big toilet. Some people call it your brains. Thinking and drinking, it all makes sense. Thinking and drinking, it's so intense. Thinking and drinking, it all makes sense. Thinking and drinking, it's so intense.
Headroom right there. Catch him March 9th at the Meat Locker. And I don't know. I'm a little distracted. We're going to be getting out of here soon. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm a little nervous. I was like a while ago, I wasn't even going to have people over. Sean hit me up. He was like, dude, I'm sick. I don't know if I'm coming tonight. I was like, you know what? Fuck it, man. I'm busy all weekend.
I'm drunk after lunch. I'm like, Jess calls me at 12:30.
Like, you want to come pick me up? I'm drunk. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to leave work early. Let's go. And fucking Mike.
And Mike gets us up. And now Krusty
Fuck is here. Liz and her whole posse. Liz rolling. See, Liz keeps talking shit on me when the mics are muted. But
Liz doesn't even have a mic. She's
rolling deep with a crew talking shit. Yeah, Liz, you're the same as me, Liz. You're the same as me. I don't know. We got to get to some more music. This computer is a piece of shit. I'm going to pretty much play. I'm not going to play Janis Joplin. I am going. We have a different Sheena here. There are multiple Sheena babies. My Sheena baby is not here. We are going to get to the Joneses with Pillbox. It's like the trendy thing to name your daughter Sheena now. You know what I'm saying? Here's the Joneses with Pillbox. The Joneses on Pogo City Radio. Now, Jess over there, good old LCJ, holding up that yellow Mike Blanks and the Stabs knock, knock, knock shirt. You guys got to come pick some of them bitches up. We got shirts.
That's right.
Oh, we're not going to have stickers tomorrow, but by next week we'll have the stickers because they haven't gotten to my house yet. Like, they're made, but sunglasses. They haven't been delivered. Yes, we have Stabs sunglasses.
Wait, are you? Oh, how much? I need an orange pair.
I haven't figured out the price yet. Let's call it $5.
$5?
We'll figure it out. I haven't figured out the money yet. All right, there are multiple colors. We got pins, stickers, shirts. We got the Pogo in the Pit movie. So come see us.
I got that shit.
If you go into the Diamond Dogs show in Jersey, if you're more in that
area. Mike going to be repping.
Mike has his Diamond Dog shirts,
I want to ride
home. Yeah, but he's going to be repping the Stab shirt.
Oh, really? He's going to have them too? And oh, I'm going to be. And you want to fucking
I was actually already going to wear the Diamond Dog shirt before he told me he was going to wear the Stab shirt.
You're going to wear and a Diamond Dog shirt, yes. Not a Despise shirt?
Yes. Ooh. No, that's. All right, but me and Mike, we're hanging out here, and we're all about the New York Dolls. We're all about Johnny Thunders.
All of us.
So, Klug, give me a Like a Motherfucker track to play. My man got LAMF tattooed on his knuckles.
Yeah,
so give me.
And
it's funny
because I work with a lot of different people of different kinds of. You know, I mentioned earlier, I know I've been saying it a lot, but all the coolest motherfuckers in the world are fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So how do you tell people that Like a Motherfucker tattoo means loved and missed forever? You know, I don't want people thinking that I'm like crazy.
Like,
you know,
mom passed but it a works, long you know time what I mean? Ago. I'm just like, I got love and
nah,
missed.
Nah, I'd be like, yo, my boy died in the streets, man. You know what I mean? Love and miss forever. Kill. You know, fuck. But
what track do you want to hear off Like a Motherfucker?
Pick a song.
Yo, can we play one track mine? Because you know my head is all
I
fucking
knew that's what
one
you
track
pick.
As a motherfucker, baby.
So here is Walter Lohr on vocals. Now, Walter and the
hey,
Waldos.
Why you gonna do me
going
like that,
to
man? On,
Bowery
to
Electric,
school,
I think.
Though.
I think it's Bowery Electric.
Right,
and they're doing the Like a Motherfucker album. Last year, I was at the 40-year anniversary, and it was awesome with Mike Ness, Clem Burke, and Stevie Jones from the Sex Pistols. But here's the original. Well, not really the original Heartbreakers. The legendary Heartbreakers, we'll call them. Because Richard Hell is actually an original Heartbreaker. But, yeah, here's Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers' one-track mind. Walter Lohr on vocals. All right, so Liz is bailing. Goodbye, Liz.
She's like, I stirred that pot real good.
And I'm bailing. I'm getting here before. Yeah, good seeing you too, man. But yeah, we have fun. You guys can come back next time. Yes. All right, why don't we get to the wretched ones doing a cover song? No, 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 no. We'll get to that up next. What I actually got up next is a band, also me and Brother Klug, as he's saying goodbye to people, and he's not listening at all right now. But me and Klug, we're talking about U.S. Chaos before, and I can't even hear myself, so I'm just going to get to the track. Here's Last Call for Alcohol. All right, now that everybody left, half the people left, maybe now Mike will hear me talking to him about U.S. Chaos.
Yeah, that band's fucking awesome. Renee Blank's brother's fucking band.
Gary.
I had no idea they were old school as hell, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. They came out in like 79 or 80. I forget which one.
I'm hanging out here. You know,
he's the one that taught Renee how to play guitar, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hanging out here at Pogo headquarters in Eastern Pennsylvania in the West Ward, you know, getting that skunk air in my brain.
That skunk air.
Looking at the fucking flyers on the wall, I'm like, Andrew, what the fuck is up with this flyer?
My favorite
like,
is the
Iron Cross. Iron Cross.
I was at
Oi Fest.
I was at the Oi Fest. I wasn't at the Iron Cross show.
I had no idea.
Some of these shows. Our shows
that
I've been to, some are other shit people brought.
They call me Andrew.
People
want to
hang
Jr.
things on the wall, I and I tell them, go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Like my infant mortality poster.
Well, we were at that,
though.
We were there. Some of
it was a funny story.
One says, so tell them the story about infant mortality and why we have their autographed poster hanging to my left.
Well, at some point towards the end of the show, I was approached by, is he the bassist?
I think so. I believe so.
I'm pretty sure he's the bassist.
The worst.
The
I
bassist.
Bassist
of Infant Mortality. I've met these guys before. They're good. So he comes up to me and he's like, I got a weird question for you. I'm like, all right. I didn't know at the time that he was like a foot guy. So he's like a
foot fetish.
He likes feet. So he comes up to me and he's like, you know, I got this weird question. Can I have your socks? I'll give you a poster. Or no, he's like, I'll give you a CD. And I was like, it was like...
For the listeners out there, like, this is a public place.
Yeah, it was at the Jacksonian in Nazareth. So it was like, you know, an hour
before. Where the Stabs
are
playing
before.
April 20th.
Yes, Stabs are playing there too. It's like an hour before the end of the show. The last band was already playing. And I was like, I was like, well, how about you throw in a poster, have all you guys sign it, and give me a CD, and then you can have my socks. And he's like, deal, I got it. I got it. So I got the poster, and I got a CD, and they have my socks. They're not my socks anymore.
They're not her socks. See, Mike actually just left a pair of her shoes at Mike's house, and he was going to hit up Infant Mortality and try and sell them.
Hey, man, time to rough out here in Pennsylvania. Mortality. I mean, it's cold. My lights were shut off the other day, you know what I mean? Luckily, the motherfucker didn't hit me up, so I just brought them back here today, you know what I mean? But for people, all the listeners out there, you know, Infant Mortality's got a movie coming out, you know.
Fuck yeah, they do. Yes.
Oh, and yes, I was going to say the Drew Getz, Violated Records, all that. Yeah. And also, going on tomorrow, 45 Adapters with the Drew Getz in Brooklyn.
That is the show that Brooklyn, I wish, right? I was going to. Yes,
go
that
fuck
is
yourself, Jess. Go fuck.
I haven't
Jess
seen.
Is coming to the Stab Show.
I am going
apparently
to the Stab Show.
She wishes she was going
my
to 45 Adapters.
My car is broken. My van is broken down. My Pogo
You know what,
van.
Jess? Now you got to pay. Now you don't get in for free. Now you got to pay.
So for all those crybabies out there bitching about how hard life is, America is great again. We got three awesome shows going on.
That real
Coast tonight.
Sticky, icky.
You know what I'm saying? Wherever you're going, go with pride. Whatever show you're going to.
New York, whether you're in
PA, New Jersey.
That crusty fuck Josh has passed out, by the way, too.
Hey, get some damn t-shirts.
God damn it, Josh.
It's pretty spend some late, money. Though. He made it to America. What, 10 p.m.?
For real. Josh almost made it to 10. 10:17,
exactly.
That's my old address.
He's back.
How exactly does he pass out?
It is alive. Roll
crusty
another
fuck.
Blunt. All right, we're going to get to the wretched ones up next, covering Lipstick on Your Collar. Josh is grabbing my ass right now. Right, that was the Wretched Ones right there. The Wretched Ones doing Lipstick on nice. Your Collar. We're getting out of here with this next one. I don't know what's up next. I'm not paying attention. My phone's playing commercials. I am lost.
This is rock and roll.
We are leaving.
This is
we
rock and roll.
We remind you guys to go to Pogo City Radio's Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio.
Yeah, we're going to Belgium.
Go to the Diamond Dogs Facebook, which is...
I don't remember. Diamond Dogs US or some crazy
shit. I'm going to Facebook.com/Diamond Dogs US. They're on Instagram at that handle.
That means United States, motherfuckers.
At Pogo City Radio. Come out to the Stab Show tomorrow with the Broken Heroes. Go out to the Diamond Dog Show with the Despised. Or maybe go out see the Drew Getz with the 45 adapter.
Or stay home and cry about how hard your life is. I don't give a fuck.
But whatever you do, keep on pogoing. And
this is rock and roll, motherfuckers.
Sharon, we're getting out of here. Coming out of Belgium with the kids and fascist cops. Fuck you all. This is rock and roll, the kids. Rollin', rollin'.
party's over.